Vocal warm up and number 8211, 7 quick tips to give you the edge. If you're trying to learn how to sing and having trouble getting vocals to work, I can understand your frustration as it has happened to me too. One of the ways to alleviate this situation is by performing vocal warm up exercises, and by practicing these, your voice will loosen up and get ready to sing. I have tried many of these methods, and they do work but takes time. Vocal warm-up exercises and tips. Tip number 1, the yawn. Make a quiet yawning sound beginning at the limit of your natural vocal range. Now descend slowly to your voice's bottom range. Repeat this 5 to 7 times. At this point, you shouldn't worry about the form and just focus warming up your voice. Tip number 2, start singing a note in your middle range. Use soft vowels such as ah. Sing 5 notes up and down and repeat this half a step higher and then half step lower. Keep repeating this until your vocals start stretching. Keep doing this throughout the vocal warm-up but do not strain your voice. Tip number 3, up and down. Repeat the above exercise, commencing from your middle vocal range. However, you should start down the 5-note scale and go up. Sing each scale successively half a step down until you get to the bottom of your vocal range. Tip number 4, slowly go up in your vocal warm-up, work on your bottom vocal range, singing ah. Follow this up by singing ah at the major scale's 2nd note. Go back to the 1st note and repeat until you can jump a whole octave. Repeat this for the vowel sounds. Tip number 5, sing a song. Once you have completed the above exercise, sing a song from start to finish. Pick a song that allows spans a wide vocal range like the Star Spangled Banner. It can be any other song as long as you are able to work on your vocals. If you're a new singer, this exercise won't be easy, but that's okay as you just need to concentrate on trying to get the vocal range right. It might help to use a tape recorder and take note of the areas where you fail to hit the notes. Right. Tip number 6, limit your vocal warm-up. Don't spend too much time warming up, do it for just a few minutes and then sing. The vocal warm-up exercises are important, but you also need to make sure you don't overextend to the point that you have no strength left for singing. One of the most common mistakes I have noticed is that aspiring singers spend too much time warming up and not enough time singing. Tip number 7, drink water. Practice every day and drink lots of water and don't drink smoothies or soft drinks prior to singing. They are not good for your vocals and may make it worse. In general, thick drinks have to be avoided whenever you want to sing. I also want to say that smoking is not a good idea either, as it will damage your lungs. While these methods are effective, they can take a lot of time, as I said. So I decided to do some research and look for a program that might help. One that I found was the Superior Signing Method. What is Singerama? Singerama is an online vocal training system developed by professional vocal trainer and multi-awarded artist Melanie Alexander from the famous band Girlfriend. With Singerama, you will learn how to do proper vocal warm-ups the professional way, how to write your own songs, how to learn a song properly and fast, avoid bad singing habits, how to sing and work with a band and all the crew, get over your anxieties and stage fright. Many of the reviews for the Singerama are very positive. Sarah Chris says that after trying Singerama for just a few days, I was able to notice the improvements quickly, while John in Sacramento wrote on the web that he is really enjoying the lessons and that it is money well spent. I also read reviews and blogs from other people who use the product, like Stan from Kansas, April from Minnesota, and also SlideShare.net, and they all say the same thing, that the Singerama delivers. Based on these and lots of other reviews, it seems to me that many people and potential live on stage performers have benefited and are already benefiting from the Singerama. Based on the reviews, a lot of people have also benefited from performing the vocal warm-up exercises and other exercises included in this vocal training package. Advice for buying Singerama. If you are interested in getting a copy of Singerama, I would advise you to get in from the official website. You should get it now because this singing program is on sale. It used to cost almost $300, but now you can get it for a fraction of the cost, only $67. If you do decide to buy, you will also be covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee. My personal recommendation. After going through the entire program, I must say that the Singerama's vocal warm-up and other singing exercises are indeed effective. While it won't transform you into a singer overnight, it does help, especially if you have no idea about music theory. For this reason, I give it my full recommendation.